Up Antonio on the line. Mike, how you doing?
How you doing? Doing good.
So we had Mike on, I guess it was just a week ago. You were up in New York. Yeah. Now you're down in Florida.
Yeah.
Mike was telling us about how the 9/11 Commission is really, I mean, if you're wondering how come they don't ask any of the pertinent questions, Mike has the answer for you.
From a lawyer's point of view, you know, the 9/11 Commission is a failure. Okay, Mike, we know
well,
this.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was another love fest. I mean, did you watch it?
Yeah, it's like Quiz Show. Thank you, Mr. Van Doren. Thank you, Charles Van Doren, for coming on.
You know, Janet Reno's a tall woman, isn't it? I mean, what was that about? I mean, the whole thing was like a love fest. You know, the pitiful thing about it is anybody watching that had to, it's pretty obvious, they had to conclude that it's a stalemate. It's an impasse. This whole commission has been designed to be ineffective. I mean, if you think about it, you got five Republicans, you got same number of Democrats, all of them, you know, all in this together to build a consensus. Well, I'm sorry, this isn't about consensus, just like we talked about last week. I mean, with exceptions, there have been very, very few witness exchanges that looked like an advocacy process at all. I mean, there's been no aggressive cross-examination. There's been no methodology to trying to find out what happened. And it's a pretty clear picture that the report that these people come up with is going to be, it's going to be meaningless. And, you know, it's shameful. It's almost a pathetic slap in the face to the widows and the orphans that have been left behind in the 9/11 tragedy.
Mike, can I ask you, as an attorney, what is the filibustering point of thanking Charles Van Doren for coming every 5 minutes?
Yeah, I know. The whole idea is, the problem is you don't have any cross-examiners on that whole commission. I mean, there's no methodology to it at all. You know, it's tough for us to watch it. I know it's agonizing for us to watch it, but put yourself in the shoes of the survivors of 9/11, the family of the surviving family. It's almost impossible for the husband who maybe lost a wife or the child who lost their father to sit there and watch this ridiculous shell game. It's like a bunch of good old boys at some frat meeting patting each other on the back, talking about who they know, when they knew them. You know, it's absurd. So in order, you know, here's what I concluded as I watched it. In order to stomach what we're seeing, in order to stomach what this commission is allowing to happen here, the only thing we can do is look for a bright spot. So I think I found the bright spot. The bright spot is that Americans who are paying attention to this are getting a reminder. They're getting an important reminder. They're getting glimpses of the characters who brought us the worst disaster that's ever taken place on American soil in our history. For example, we talked last week about Rice. I mean, you know, here she is, all smiles, answers for everything. The administration has nothing to worry about. You know, it's yada, 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 with this big, goofy smile on her face. But, you know, I don't know whether either one of you have looked at photographs of this woman when she doesn't know the camera is on her. She has this edgy, spooky, almost this eerie expression that's pretty clear that there's nothing Pollyanna about this woman at all. Those smiles are just a cover-up. And the reason that encourages me, Janine, is because trying cases for 23 years, I've learned something. And I've learned that a jury sees that. A jury learns as much from what not as much from what they say as how they say it, how they act during the trial. This, you have to look at it. This is a court of public opinion, and juries always make the right decisions. The people that saw her smiling and acting like everything was okay at those hearings, and then the next day they see her face where she looks like, you know, Cruella De Vil.
I would say that, you know, that leaving aside her face. I think we can overstate this, and it's really not something that I'm not interested in doing. What I'm saying is yes, the jury notices these things, but unfortunately, the Fourth Estate in this country, the mainstream media, also has the power to lead the witness, if you will. And I'm sick and tired of listening to conservative pundits and commentary saying, this isn't going to hurt the president. He's, you know, they're constantly trying to lead if we see ourselves as the witness. They are constantly trying to tell us that Condi did a good job, that Bush is tough on national security, that his credibility isn't being harmed by this. And I find that to be way more of a failure than Condoleezza Rice, facial expression.
Yeah, well, the media from day one has dropped the ball on this commission. I mean, you know, it brings you to Ashcroft. Really, that's what we wanted to talk about. I guess what you wanted me to talk about tonight. I mean, if you look at Ashcroft, there's another bright side here. Here you have Ashcroft, and to understand Ashcroft, to really understand what he did in front of that commission, you have to understand that Ashcroft is simply Pat Roberts, Jerry Falwell, and Ralph Reed with a law degree.
Well, hold on. He's not just all those people. He's also Jerry Vail.
Yeah, yeah, don't you love that song? I love the song. But, you know, the